Welcome, everyone. Glad you tuned in to your local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to a fishing trip here in the Valentine area in Cherry County. Merritt Reservoir, known for some nice walleye, it's a trophy catfish and musky lake. Yep. Check it out online or go to the Valentine Refuge Lakes. Lots of panfish there. There's even going to find a few pike and those kind of things. So check out the fishing engagements here in Cherry County. Visit valentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, it is packed with insights on cattle, grain, horses, everything agriculture, and it's local, national, and international industry news. Make sure you check out so much about Tri-State Livestock News. But first, what you have to do is you have to go to tsln.com, subscribe, and get your weekly edition coming soon. And also check out what's all available online, tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. So, we're going to talk about windows, and you know how I like stories with a little twist at the end?
Yeah, this is one of those.
This is a twisty one.
A twisty one.
So, this young couple moved into a new neighborhood. The next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman saw her neighbor hanging out the wash outside. "That laundry is not very clean," she said. "She doesn't know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About 1 month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice, clean wash out on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her that." The husband said, "You know, I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." And so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the window through which we look.
That's so true. Very good. Very good. We never miss, author unknown. We never miss the things we have until they are long gone, like notes and words that we once hummed from now forgotten song. We never miss hot summer heat until cold winter blasts. Then we bemoan the ice and snow, regret that summer's past. We never miss the sunshine until a cloudy day. We take for granted those bright rays that darkness steals away. We only miss a love we have when it can't be brought back. The void from that can fill the soul, each crevice and each crack. We never miss the things we have till they are no longer there. It's only when they've disappeared we realize we care.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to fix that, though. I guess it's just we kind of keep on doing it.
Keep on going.
But try not to.
Speaking of that, I've got a little few things about aging gracefully.
Oh,
I heard
okay.
The other day. I'm the life of the party, even if it lasts until 8 p.m.
He says with pride.
I'm very good at opening childproof caps with a hammer. I don't think they use those though much anymore. I guess you can flip your cap over and make it childproof, supposedly, or something
yes.
like that. I don't know. I'm usually interested in going home before I get to where I'm going. I'm smiling at all the time because I can't really hear a word you're saying.
Oh, my.
I'm very good at telling stories over and over and over and over. I'm aware that other people's grandchildren are not as bright as mine.
Oh, wisdom.
I'm not grouchy. I just don't like traffic, waiting, crowds, children, politicians. You kind of get the drift there.
I do.
I'm sure everything I can't find is in a very secure place.
I'm hoping so.
I'm realizing that aging is not for sissies. And I'm sure that they're making adults much younger these days. I'm a walking storeroom of facts. Unfortunately, I can't find the storeroom. Just a few things. I don't know who had sent that in or where it came from, who wrote it. But Aging Gracefully is the name of that one.
Very cute. This is from author David Allen. When I ask people what's the next action on big projects they're procrastinating about, the answer is often find time to. Well, you won't ever have time to change your corporate culture, write the book, or lose weight until you define the very next action. You don't know how much time you really need. Pick a date and email my assistant to set the senior team meeting about changing our culture. Only takes 2 minutes. Less time than it took to read this.
Well, yeah, that is, isn't it?
Yes.
If you have something to share, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And of course, as always, keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.